You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. An 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night in Racine. A 16-year-old suspect has been arrested. Police say the investigation is ongoing. The Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha Casino cleared a major hurdle after a federal agency rejected a proposal last week. It would have limited gaming around Milwaukee. That's all according to the Kenosha News. The amendment allows the $360 million project to proceed. The casino still needs federal and state approval and is planned for land near I-94 and 60th Street. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And several Kenosha Unified High School theater productions were recently honored in statewide ceremonies. Several of the Jerry Awards are coming to Kenosha, with major prizes including Outstanding Musical and Lead Performer. The statewide Jerry Awards program honored over 500 achievements in high school musical theater this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Lewis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars' films. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate appreciate that and wants no part of it and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the friendship is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51. Tonight, breezy, cloudy, scattered showers after midnight, low of 44. Tomorrow, breezy with rain likely, and there could be heavy rain, an inch to an inch and a half or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. Our high tomorrow, near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.